finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this Monday, May 8th, 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And I got to fool around with my headset here because it's not working right. Now it's working better. And tonight we have with us, of course, that stalwart, dependable fellow that really kind of seems to know what he's doing. And I really appreciate having him there. None other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, Pastor, and I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, well, there you got to stay there. What happens is, after you guys really get to know your job, somebody offers you more money, and then you take off and leave me. Don't leave me. Right? All right. All right. And then way out yonder, he's a man of stature. He's kind of a legend. Many been around for a long, long, long time. And he is none other than my longtime co-host and good old buddy, Pastor Joe Parson the Larson.
Hey, good evening, boss. You know, nobody's offered me more money to go work with them. They all kind of point their finger, laugh, and run.
Yeah. How come that don't work with us?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. I say I work with Pastor Ernie Sanders, and they just turn and run.
Well, actually, I got offered money, big money, to go on a secular radio station, and
oh,
I turned
secular.
Yeah, some years ago they wanted me to go. Oh no! Believe it or not, I couldn't believe that. I didn't. I knew I wouldn't last long there if I had gone to. But I got an offer from some station in Omaha, Nebraska, and back in those days, back then, $50,000 was like $100,000, like 200,000 probably today.
That was big money, yeah.
Back in those days. And so, anyhow, I said, sorry, can't help you. But now let's get into the message here tonight. And the message tonight was titled, what?
You are his kind of fool.
That's right. Now, who is he talking to? Let's go to Psalm 14. But before we get into that, Joe, last weekend I was listening, not this past weekend, but a week ago, this past weekend, I was listening to an absolute fool bray like a wild ass. And he was talking about the Satancom. Do you remember Satancom and the Boston, Massachusetts?
Right.
Supposed to have the biggest rally.
The gathering of Satanists that they've had, the biggest bunch of fools.
Well, this fool was saying something to the extent that we don't really believe in Satan. We don't really believe in the devil. And we don't believe in God and Christ. And basically what he was saying to the extent that they were simply there to make a mockery out of Christ and Christianity. That was their real goal, okay? Now, do you think that
means their God is Satan by default?
Do you think that fella is definitely Satan's kind of fool?
Mm-hmm, definitely Satan's kind of fool, because he worships Satan whether he understands it or not.
He's serving Satan, isn't he? Yep.
Yep, and if you serve, well, whatever your master, that's what you're worshiping.
And so, you know, we're going to take a look at here, because there's only one in all of existence, in all of history, there's only been one absolute source of authority and power. Now, here, you know, you've often heard people make the statement that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, that's not true, because there's only one absolute power, only one. And that is not corrupt. That's God.
Exactly.
And here
he mean what they meant was for a man to have, like a dictator, to have absolute power corrupts him totally, and he becomes a minion of Satan. But they never quite clarified that.
Yeah. Well, they well, it's a soundbite. They parrot things. They. Mm-hmm. You're right. They should say, almost. You know, or in most cases. With one exception, I would say with one exception, but here in verse 1 it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, they are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. Now, here it's an interesting thing, because back when this was written, you had, even in that day, you had atheists, pantheists. And so we just referred to this guy was an atheist. What about people that that proclaim to be gods themselves? What about people like George Soros, who says he is a god, or Barack Obama says that he is, or what's her name, Oprah? All these
by
people.
Saying she could create her own salvation, she's saying she's a god.
Yeah, she says she's a source, she's her own savior.
Right, which means she's a god, but I don't think she ever understood that. I don't think she's bright enough.
What about Bill Gates?
Delusional.
Yeah, he says, you know, that. What about Klaus Schwab? Klaus Schwab says
wicked,
what?
He is, one of those followers of Satan, whether he believes it or not.
Okay, so here he goes on to say, there is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone astray. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now let me ask you a question, Joe. If God was looking down right now in America on the children of men, are there any that doeth good, any at all?
Well, there are many that doeth good, but we're, even those of us that are born again, sin. We still continue to sin. And
let me help you out.
To Jesus.
Let me help you out with this. Okay, I'm going to emphasize something. You ready?
All right.
Now the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men.
Oh, children of men, yes. Those that are not born-again believers.
So, is God not the father of all natural-born men?
Yes.
Okay, but now,
And he's the father of all the spiritual newborn, born-again men.
Well, now, here's where we got to divide it to spiritually, where we talk about God with the spirit of the Holy Spirit. But remember, with Satan, it's the unholy spirit.
Right.
So Satan is the father of the children of men.
Right.
And God is the father, the spiritual father of all born again men. And so he's saying that there's not one of the devil's crowd out there, not one at all.
But that does good, yeah. For a minute I was just thinking all of us are, you know, sinners. And, you know, kind of just overwhelmed for a second there and didn't get a chance to go on farther.
All right.
Just remember, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and the wonderful thing is even when we sin, we can call upon Jesus, and he is quick to forgive, and we're back in his good graces and his righteousness.
Okay, but let me ask you this. They are all gone astray. There is altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. What is good? According to the Word of God, Scripture, there's something that is professed from Genesis to Revelation as being good.
That's doing the will of God.
That's God's 119th Psalm. God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's covenants, God's commandments, God's promises. All of these things are what is referred to as good, huh?
Right.
So it's
His will to us. In through those methods, right?
So it's in being in compliance with that, isn't it?
Yes, to be in compliance with the will of God, with His judgment, statutes, etc.
He goes on to say, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call upon the Lord? What do you think that means, to eat up my people as they eat bread? Let me ask you a question, okay?
They take advantage like they would just take bread, like they would eat something they didn't make or fix, but they would use it. And
let me ask you this. Al Sharpton gets tons of money from Planned Parenthood.
Right.
What did Planned Parenthood do to the babies of the poor people?
Murders them. Slaughters
okay.
them.
He gets money from all of these groups, like Burn, Loot, and Murder, and
right.
all of these.
He's a shakedown artist. He and Jesse Jackson shake down and do all kinds of things for money. They're evil, wicked, and corrupt.
What would what was one of the biggest ones Jesse Jackson shook down? Anheuser-Busch. And years ago. Yeah, yeah. So they profit off the sin of the people. They profit off the sin of the people. And this is where he's saying they eat up my people as they eat bread and call upon the Lord. I call not upon the Lord. Now there were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. You have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. So what do you think that means? They shame the counsel of the poor.
Well, the needs of the poor, they've used them, taken advantage of them. They've never helped them, done what God has said, you know, as you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do to me. They have not listened to the needs. They haven't listened to the poor righteous, the poor in spirit. There are several things there.
They've used them and abused them, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, this whole psalm could be kind of an ode to an atheist, couldn't it?
Well, actually, it's all about the characteristics of the godless.
Yeah.
You're right. And so, here, when we go back and think about it, there's only one absolute source of authority. There's only, and that's the Word of God. It's always been that way. You know, when... I have to laugh because when I see this atheist, I think about some of these fellows that I know that are, they have, according to high, maybe a high IQ, but they're absolute fools. And I know in cases where I've had in discussions and I've had to debate with them, they're so easily defeated by the truth. It's like they can't handle the truth. So you, when they talk about like evolution, and they try to convince you of evolution, and then you show them how mathematics is an absolute science, and it's mathematically impossible to teach an evolution. It can never happen. It's mathematically, when you take them there, the facts really upset them. And so where do they go from there? They usually, when they get stymied, I know I've debated several, when they get stymied, you know what they always turn to? Theoretically, Joe. They always go theoretically, right? And, you know, it was something about Einstein, when he was talking about, when he was asked about God, he said, God doesn't have to theorize. He already has the answer.
Right, he doesn't theorize.
Yeah, he knows the answer. So, and I remember one time this professor I was debating with, and he was very, oh boy, belligerent. So his final argument with me was that if no one theoretically, if no one recognized your existence. In other words, theoretically, if no one recognized that you exist, then theoretically, you don't exist. Okay?
Theoretically, yes. That's gobbledygook, you know.
Yeah. And so in this one particular case,
witches were fishes, you know, one of those things might be the same thing.
In this particular case, this fellow and I, you know, I didn't want to, that was the end of the argument because he ran out of arguments. So I thought, well, I can't go on not existing. I've got to exist. So what I did.
I exist, therefore I am, right?
Right. So what I did, I got him in a headlock and I Dutch rubbed the top of his head. And this professor started yelling, I'm losing hair there anyhow. What are you doing? I don't want to lose any more hair. And my wife comes out and stands on the back porch. And she said, what in the world are you doing? And I said, honey, I am being recognized. There you go. So
not theoretical, right?
Right. I got recognized. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I think maybe we should. I'm going to do a little more commentary. You ready for a little more commentary?
I'm waiting for that verse 7.
Verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come up out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad.
Glad.
Salvation of Israel, that was the prayer of David. He's answered in the promise of Romans 11:26. In fact, if you read that, and it says, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins.
Yep.
Yep.
And so,
out of Zion comes the answer for all mankind.
I was, last Thursday night, I stated that every single Democratic congressman were fools and that they were reprobate. Now, what do you think I said that to in accordance with? What was the justification of that? The Bible says that we are to know them by their fruits and by their works, right?
Right.
Okay, so in accordance with the Word of God, the Bible, again, clearly teaches you'll know them by their fruits and their works. Now, recently, Joe, you remember we talked about here, Congress voted on legislation. Remember the survival, the Survivors Act, where the babies that survived abortion,
right,
and that they would be given treatment and taken care of and nursed back to health,
right, and treated like any normal child would be treated.
And not one Democrat in Congress voted for that bill. Not one. They all voted to let the baby suffer and die. Every single one. The Bible says what? All of those that love death hate God, huh?
God, exactly. So that would be professing themselves to be wise. In their own eyes, they became as fools.
And then they voted on another bill. And in this case, every Republican voted in favor. Every Democrat voted against. They voted on legislation that would keep biological males, out of the little girls' bathrooms, out of girls' bathrooms and shower rooms. Remember here a week or two ago when you had all of that big uproar where those boys went in there and started fondling those girls in the shower room?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there have been other worse stories than that, but yeah, it's been a
combination
of many things.
You just had those trans things, those prison inmates.
When they were girls and raping in the prison system and the high school, the boys raping girls in high school, well, boys pretending to be girls.
They raped five women, two got pregnant, and they left those guys in, they left them in there. In fact, not only did they do that, but I've got the article here somewhere, we had to get that. They got big money. They sued the prison system for a ton of money. And so that's unbelievable. They got paid very well for doing that. And so that's how.
What did they sue the prison for? Trying to charge them for something that they couldn't do or something?
You know what? I'd have to go get the article out there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. But they sued the prison for $1 million and won, and they got left inside the prisons.
Wow.
Because of how corrupt the system is today. So then recently, in that bill where they had for that biological males couldn't go into little girls' bathrooms, they also had in there that anyone under the age of 18 could not, it would be illegal to mutilate with what they call transgender surgery. To mutilate anyone under the age of 18. Several states, I think, 22 states have passed that law now?
Yep, 22, and so, pretty sure.
Well, your state, I think, was the latest one to do that. Missouri, yep, but anyhow.
It was at least one of the ones that did. There's been about 21, 22 states. The attorney generals have been fighting back against all this different woke garbage. And it's so wonderful to see the attorney generals fighting back. They're using the legal system and winning.
Yeah, and the last part of that bill, too, though, Joe, also made it illegal for biological males to compete in women's sports, in women's sports, because it put the women at a disadvantage. And guess what? On all three of those, every single one voted against the legislation. Now, and you know that some of those Democrats had to have daughters in schools, but you can bet they put them in a private school. They didn't want to put them out in a public school where they would be treated like other people's kids, right?
Well, you look at the teachers' union, most of the teachers that belong to the NEA and some of the unions, they send their children to private school.
Well, actually, amongst the one profession more than any other that homeschools are public school teachers. More than any other. Did you know that?
More than any other. Yep. I did. I was trying to think of something. I think it was back out of George Orwell's 1984, you know, that the whole idea of the wokeism is control, to get people to do something that's obviously delusional and doesn't just control them but corrupts their mind. It forces the people to abandon their reality and kind of like bend their will to the ruling party, the ruling elites, whoever it is over them. And so when we hear things like this that are, yeah, common sense would say this is wrong, the truth says it's wrong, it has nothing to do with common sense truth. It has to do with the left trying to make the Christian conservative right bend to its will. And if we are obedient, we do the corruption, we do whatever they say, we're surrendering, in a sense, giving up our God and bowing and obeying the ruling elites.
From Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is always obedience
always
to God.
Obedience to God.
You remember when we were in your neck of the woods there in Missouri.
Eminence down that way, yeah.
St. Louis. We were in St. Louis,
oh,
I think.
St. Louis, okay.
And when I spoke in that big Baptist church there, and I was surrounded by that cubby of young female school teachers. There was about a dozen of them.
And a group of them.
Yeah, and they were all public school teachers. And they told me that that was their ministry, to get in there and be embedded within the system and bring the gospel. And every one of those girls, every one of them had children that they had in Christian schools or they taught. None of them had their children in a public school for that very reason. We'll be back right after this.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the America. Once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. Land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
See, the lesson to be learned. Let me tell you that. A great American patriot, and that is Carl Kling. He was a great American patriot, and he's singing in heaven now, folks. I'm going to tell you, what a talent, what a songwriter, but what a patriot. And I mean, Joe, he's like you and me. He's been thrown in jail and arrested many times and locked up for his beliefs. And he's been arrested. Well, of course, I was once, too. Remember when I sang the Burning Lake of Fire to those witches? But
they didn't care for that, did they?
No, they didn't care for it much. But Carl, he's been arrested for singing songs like he just sang right here. His concert drawing out a lot of people. Boy, he really upsets the communists. And in Europe, he was big in Europe, too. But anyhow, speaking a lesson, Joe, if I was to tell you, here in Ohio, we have a group of people, and what they do is they go, and these are bureaucrats that are shady. They work in the shadows, and they lobby politicians to bleed the lifeblood out of the taxpayers, to take money that was meant for fixing the roads and the bridges and things, and can divert it. And to the woke agenda, to bike paths and climate change and things like this. And they're called NOACA, Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinated Agency. Well, there's going to be a debate. One of my friends who's been on this radio program with me, he's former county commissioner out here, Walter Skip Claypool. He is going to be on this debate, and this is coming, Joe, this coming Friday, May 12th, and it's going to take place at the City Point Church, at 4095 Kirtland Road, Willoughby, Ohio. That's the City Point Church, 4095 Kirtland Road, Willoughby, Ohio. And that'll take place at about 6 p.m. Now, folks, you can RSVP if you want to go up on the internet and just go to admin, that's admin, at Geauga, G-E-A-U-G-A County, one word, Geauga County Tea Party.com. That's admin, that's admin, at GeaugaCountyTeaParty.com, and just tell them you'd like to come, you'd like to be there. Now, we really need a big crew to turn out, a lot of people. Now, there's going to be representatives there for five counties here, but what they are, NOACA, no, in your state, they go by a different name, Joe, but what they do, they're Agenda 2030. They're associated with the World Health Organization. They're associated with the World Economic Association. It's all woke, deep state stuff. And
it goes clear back to the old original Agenda 21 for the 21st century. And all they do is change the date and a couple of things. But it's the same original agenda that they've tried to push on the states. And they tried to come in and do it through deceit, through trickery, and misrepresentation, like they always do.
And they want to take away your rights. Their goal, Joe, is to totally... Their goal is to completely control. Their long-range goal, I've been to their meetings, I've sat in their meetings, they want to move everybody into the cities. They want to, you know, they want to expand the city limits 10 miles out from all your major cities and build 33-story apartments, 33 stories high, and they want to move all the citizenry in. The first couple floors will be your shopping centers, your dentists, your doctors, and your business, yeah. And government.
Density of Manhattan.
And government also. But then you will not be allowed to own a car. There will be no more private dwellings. Right now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, in areas, to stop all... See, where I live, there's a minimum acreage of five to build a house. You have to have 5 acres of land. But they want to limit to all private dwellings. No private dwellings. Each dwelling has to have at least four apartments. They want to completely control you. In other words, if you have farmland, they want to tell you what you can plant. You have to get permission from them. If you want to have a pond, you have to get permission from them. It's about complete control.
Right. And once you have a tree farm, they tell you what kind of trees, they tell you how many you can harvest. Yeah, it's control of everything, production, consumption. It's a total, you are totally controlled, almost worse than China.
So this is why I'm telling people out here from Geauga, Lake, Cuyahoga, Portage, and Trumbull Counties, you really need to be at this meeting out here come Friday night, May 12th. You really need to be there because these people, they want to take away your freedom and they want to take away your property, okay? And again, you're going to have Walter Skip Claypool. He's going to be debating a John Hammerchuk, who is the president of the board of NOAACA, and he is the Lake County commissioner. And so here, we need people, especially too from Lake County, out there. Because I know that I've been to their meetings, Joe. The last meeting we had, they had them at the libraries. Joe, there was over 100 people who showed up. Guess how many showed up on their side? One guy.
One, I was just going to say, usually it's two or three.
Everybody else was there to say, we do not want you in our county. We do not want. See, they originally, Joe, the original when they started... their name was the Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency, and they were supposed to be dealing with bridges and roads, highways and that. But now, Joe, they've shifted all the way into, and guess what? They're into climate change, Joe.
Change, yes, of course.
And so...
To save the planet, we're going to do all these. You have to give up all your freedom. It's like you and I have done in this show many times. We went clear back to 1932 or 28, and all the stories were about fear. The climate's going to get too cold. We're going to have an ice age. In the climate, it's going to get too hot. And the answer is always we've got to give power to the government to save us, no matter what the danger was. And they kept changing it over all those years. It's been over 100 years. They've been trying to scare us into giving up our freedom to the government. And the ice age didn't come, the glaciers didn't melt, the oceans haven't risen and destroyed the earth, and none of their gloom and doom has come true, but they keep using fear, and gullible people fall prey to the fear. And listen, oh, we've got to save the planet. Yeah, God is not, we can't destroy God's earth. He's not going to allow it. We don't have the power anyway.
All right, we're going to go to... We're going to listen to Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz he has got an opinion on Mr. Joe Biden. I think you'll agree with it. We'll be right back.
An unclassified FD-1023 that describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for a policy decision. That would be a high crime and misdemeanor, wouldn't it, Senator?
It absolutely would. In fact, it doesn't have to be a high crime or misdemeanor because the Constitution specifies that impeachment lies for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. Bribery is explicitly noted in the Constitution. And I got to say, the evidence, not only against Hunter Biden, but the evidence against Joe Biden being complicit and profiting from this corruption is growing and growing and growing. Every week on my podcast, I've Verdict with Ted Cruz, I've walked listeners through the detailed evidence that's growing. And here's the tell. Look, I think the Biden Department of Justice is going to end up indicting Hunter. But if they indict him just for the gun crime or just for a tax crime, they're going to try to explain it as he's a troubled soul. He's got substance abuse issues. But look how fair we are. And now we can go target Donald Trump, which is what the Biden Department of Justice really wants to do. That will be the tell. If they focus on individual crimes to Hunter and they seal off what makes this a matter of public concern, which is the connection to Joe Biden, the millions Hunter made selling access to daddy when he was vice president. He made it from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company. He made it from communist China, 10% for the big guy. And Merrick Garland, Biden's attorney general, does not want to get near the growing and growing evidence of corruption going straight to the president of the United States.
Senator, we're near the end of Title 42. We see what's happening in El Paso, in Texas, in your home state. How bad is it going to get? And by the way, our thoughts and prayers for the families, five families murdered in cold blood, including an 8-year-old kid. Thank God we got that guy last night.
Well, look, it is horrific. The crisis at our southern border is the worst in history. We've had over 6 million people cross illegally under Joe Biden. This is deliberate. It is their intended effect. And next week, they're going to lift Title 42, which means the numbers will go up. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Senate Democrats, they want 6 million to become 10 million, to become 12 million, to become 15 million. And they don't care about the body bags that are piling up. You noted the horror that played out in Cleveland, Texas. This monster murdered five people in cold blood, shot an 8-year-old child. He was an illegal alien. He'd been deported four times. And yet, under the Biden open borders policies, he was allowed to stay. ICE didn't find him. They didn't deport him. They didn't send him away. The Democrats blocked Kate's Law, which I wrote, which would lock up aggravated felons. If this monster had been in jail, five people would still be alive. That 8-year-old child would still be alive. And yet none of the Democrats want to change course. They want more of the same, more death and suffering and chaos.
How does the president get away with aiding and abetting in the law breaking? Because that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, it's very simple. Number one, he flat out lies about it. He sends out Karine Jean-Pierre, who says illegal immigration has decreased 90% under this administration. That's a flat out lie. Number two, the corporate media is utterly corrupt, so they don't cover it. That's why what you do, Sean, is so important, shining a light on the humanitarian catastrophe plan.
All righty. You know, Joe, article here, January 6th, political prisoners, Dominic Pozzola's attorney, evidence confirms the J6 was an organized government plot. We kind of knew that, didn't we?
That's what we've been saying. It was, they had all these FBI plants and stooges that were basically orchestrating and trying to direct the crowd to go in. So it was a setup, is what it was. They were trying to just get people to do something they shouldn't.
Now, let me ask you this, Joe. If you were going to have an insurrection, if you were going to storm the Capitol, would you go in there unarmed?
No.
Well, you know what? None of the Proud Boys were.
I wouldn't go in there with my cell phone taking selfies and pictures. That's not how you do an insurrection.
Well, none of the Proud Boys were armed. Nobody had any guns or anything.
No, none of the people there that day had any guns. Only the D.C. police.
Only the dirty cop, that Bud Baird, who murdered Miss Babbitt. I got to tell you. We're going to hear a clip, Joe, after the top of the hour, and it's really going to tell you something here. You know, do you know what D.C. stands for, okay? Dirty cops or dirty crooks, and no place does that apply to more than the prostitutes that, instead of wearing miniskirts, they're wearing black robes. There is no place, I think, on earth where you have so many completely and totally corrupt judges. And I mean corrupt, Joe. I mean really corrupt judges, as in Washington, D.C. And we're going to take a look at that.
You said dirty cops, and what was that second thing you said? Dirty cops.
Dirty crooks. Crooks.
Crooks, yeah. Ah, you're right there.
And say, or you could call it the District of Crime. Because that's exactly what it is.
Crime,
huh?
That's even better.
Well, anyhow.
So, to go with that, did you see that story on the IRS? Spent $10 million on guns, ammo, and military equipment since 2020. This is out of Breitbart. They spent $2.3 million on ammo, $1.2 on ballistic shields, another $1.3 million on other gear. They spent almost $500,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles, almost $500,000 on tactical lighting, $460,000 on Beretta tactical shotguns. You get the idea? $267,000 on ballistic helmets, $243,000 on body armor vests, and it goes on with they purchased optical compatible tactical holsters, optical sights, all kinds of weird things. Open the book shows the agency has spent $35.2 million on guns, ammo, and gear since 2006. $35 million guns, ammo, and gear. That is the IRS, not the police department, not the military. That's the IRS. Does that tell you what's coming?
It kind of tells me that they're planning on going to war against somebody. Who do you think they want to go to war against, Joe?
Well, see, the IRS goes against us when they look at our tax returns, so it have to be the people.
That's exactly right.
Those of us that are for limited government, conservative, constitutionalists, that's what it's for.
Absolutely right. There you go. All righty, I wanted to...
Scary, I don't know what will. I find that kind of a frightening story.
No, we're getting ready. The deep state's not going to go down without a fight. Right now, you're seeing the chickens are coming home to roost for Joe Obama, for Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family. I think the deep state's about to throw Joe under the bus. And so who knows what they're liable to do. I think, you know, you might see Merrick Garland knows he's as crooked as crooked goes. He knows he, for the crimes he's committed, he's lied to Congress. He's done, and the same thing with Chris Wray with the FBI. There's a lot of whistleblowers. They've got the goods on them out there. And I don't think they're going to go down without a fight. I think they're going to try to use their agencies as much as they can against the American people. What do you think?
I think everything right now looks like it's against the American people that's coming from the government. There isn't one thing I can see that they're doing that is not against the people, not against the Constitution, not against freedom or against the rule of law.
Well, you know, you had the spies, Joe, here who, the 51, now a couple of the 51 have all of a sudden they're missing, they're looking for them. Who do you think that is? The two they're looking for?
No. I thought they've got two that are supposed to testify here in a couple of weeks. That would be Brenner and...
Clapper. John Brennan, right, and James Brennan was the head of the CIA and Clapper, the NSA. And all of a sudden, I heard on the news this morning that they've kind of ducked out of sight. Nobody seems to know where they're at.
Oh, that I did not see. I find that interesting because they've been subpoenaed to testify, haven't they?
Yeah, and it was here. It was Anthony Blinken. Anthony Blinken was the one that put the word out to get these 51 to lie. And they lied. They all lied. These are 51 dirty cops. They all lied about Biden's laptop.
Let's put they lied, but I want to tell the folks how they did it. They all said this looks like, seems like Russian disinformation. And in a way, that's a semi-true statement, because it would have been the kind of thing that had the Russians done it the way they would have. So when they do their lies, they do these kind of, it's not really a half-truth, but it sure is a, lead you to see something in a wrong light. Is that a good way to put it?
Well, when they said that, but here's the thing, Joe, they knew. Every one of them will tell you they knew that they were lying. They were asked by Anthony Blinken, and here Mike Morrell, the CIA director, asked them to sign a paper and lie. Okay, and they agreed to do it. Why? Well, when they were asked why they did it, they said they didn't want Trump in office. They wanted to beat Trump.
Yeah,
and so. There you go. Anyhow.
The truth again.
Yeah, so. All right, when we're going to be coming up to a break here in a minute. How much time do I have? I'm sorry. Okay. But when we come back from the break, I'll introduce the clip. But, you know, Joe, remember all of the woke companies? The woke companies out there? Like Anheuser-Busch, that just lost now $10 billion queer beer or whatever now. And
it's gone way downhill now. They said they've lost 26% or something. Anyway, Clay Travis did an experiment this weekend. They were somewhere in Nashville area, and it was a free beer, and it was pick any beer you wanted. And he said no one would take the Bud Light beer all night long, and nobody wanted to even be seen picking one up.
Not only that, but the sodomite bars are so angry because the CEO of Anheuser-Busch came out and said, look, he's got nothing to do with this. He's had nothing to do at all with this queer beer, but we don't hold to that position anymore. Now they've got the sodomites all mad at them. And so, here also, you remember you had Burger King. Remember Burger King came out and they went woke? Well, Burger King now is closing 400 stores nationwide. Guess who else decided to go woke, you know? And that was McDonald's. Now they're closing. Walmart is closing stores all over the country. And so is Target. So, and Bed Bath & Beyond, they were the first ones to kick Mike Lindell out. And they boasted how they're no longer, because they were the big carriers of his pillows and things, and they went bankrupt.
Right,
so,
they didn't need him, but they sure went out of business. Here it is. Overall consumption of Bud Light is down 26%. And we're talking, that is a huge market. We're talking a lot of money. Oh, and by the way, on that little experiment that Clay Travis did, at the end of the day when they closed at 10:15, the only thing left in the cooler were Bud Light. Not one single can of beer was left except Bud Light, and not one can of Bud Light was taken the entire afternoon and evening of free beer.
I've never drunk one of those, but from what I hear from other people that have, they said it's really not a very good beer anyhow. It's from what I've heard it's almost like tasteless.
I've never liked beer even back, you know, before I was a Christian. Just never liked beer. So I've
all right, we're coming up to a break, Joe. So when we get back from this break, I'm going to introduce a clip. And you'll really want to listen to this clip because, folks, it's a very, very powerful clip. So we'll be back right after this. A lot more to come. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.